One of the key differences between a written product and an oral presentation is the structure of the briefing itself. There are crossover elements between the two, the introduction, body, and transitions, but also new elements such as the conclusion and questions. Generally speaking, a good model for how much time to spend on the three segments of an oral presentation is 10% for the introduction, 70% for the body, and 20% for the conclusion. The introduction is a summary of what you will cover in your presentation. It should include what the topic is, what the significance of the topic is, the bluff, and the organization of the presentation. Much like a written product, the body provides the explanation of and justification for the bluff. The conclusion is an opportunity to reinforce what you've just told the audience and to correct any errors that occurred in the presentation. Similar to written products, transitions are the glue that holds each of the elements of the presentation together. They let the audience know that they are moving from introduction to body, from point to point within the body, and from the body to the conclusion. Perhaps the most significant difference between written products and oral presentations is the audience's ability to ask questions. Anticipating audience questions will pay dividends during the presentation. Questions are an opportunity to explore areas of concern to the audience and to add additional perspective to the presentation based on the audience's needs.